Well, this week, researchers in Buenos Aires and Nashville have come one step closer to finding out why it is that those members of a population who should be the fittest, i.e. young and middle-aged adults, are the most likely to die during a pandemic flu outbreak. The most recent lot of flu to receive media attention was in 2009 with H1N1 or swine flu. It killed 17,000 people worldwide during its peak. And Fernando Pollack and colleagues found that the elderly were spared the worst of this outbreak and that the very young suffered a much milder form of the disease than the adults.
Was this just looking at the numbers?
This was looking at the numbers and looking at reports by hospitals. And they suggest that the killer of these young and middle-aged adults was their own immune system. The researchers took sections of the lungs of the victims of the 2009 pandemic and found that their lung tissues were inflamed, they were heavily damaged, they had traces of H1N1, but they had huge amounts of the biomarker C4D. Now, C4D is a byproduct of the body's immune response, so it's a really good indicator of how vigorously your body is fighting an infection. These researchers also looked through some lung sections of the victims of a previous H1N1 pandemic in 1957, and from these aged samples, they again found evidence of a strong immune response. What they think is happening is that the immune system in these individuals mounts a response based upon its knowledge of bog-standard seasonal flu. And this immune response is ineffective against H1N1, but it is vigorous, and so it ends up killing the patient. The researchers hypothesised that the elderly escape because they were exposed to the previous pandemic in 1957, and they think that the young escape because their immune systems just haven't been trained by ordinary seasonal flu. So the next step is to find out who has the immune system which is most likely to overreact in this way to pandemic flu, and the authors think that genetic testing will be key.
It's paradoxical, isn't it, that the people that come off worst are the ones that have actually had flu before, but not long enough ago to have had the form that turns out to be the nasty one.
No, it seems terribly unfair, but they've got the best immune systems but have just been trained in the wrong way.
And you say that the next step forward is to do some genetic testing. Do you mean as in to genetically test the people to see if they're a vulnerable parties, or whether it's a question of seeing if they've got antibodies on board that might make them vulnerable and therefore giving them a vaccine rather than a dose of the flu?
I think it's to identify those ones that have the immunity to the certain types of flu, yes, and those which have the strongest immune systems.
Certainly a fearsome illness, the flu, and it's already circulating quite early this winter. We're seeing cases of both flu A and flu B in hospitals here in the UK and also over in America, so it seems to have come a bit earlier this year. Let's hope we're not going to get a bad year.